Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Jason Cole, editor-in-chief of fanside.com. Jason, thanks for coming on today.
No problem. What's going on, guys?
Nothing much. Obviously, the schedule has been released, and our producer has really been going crazy about Oakland having to travel back east, what, eight different times?
Seven
different times. What do you think is what is the most eye-opening thing you saw from the schedule yesterday?
Oh, I thought, the Raiders schedule amused me.
It amused most of us in here, too.
Yeah. Not because I hate the Raiders, but because anybody who thinks that team is going to make a huge jump this year, like, there's just no way.
Yeah.
And so I thought New Orleans, their first month, was pretty good punishment for Sean Payton mouthing off. So that one stuck out at me. I thought actually with the Chargers, having both of those games with the Chiefs in the final, basically, I think, is it 7 weeks of the season, but it's over a 6 week span. They're week 11 or week 16.
Right.
I thought that's going to be fascinating because I think it's going to allow the Chargers to get off to a pretty fast start. I think it's also going to allow the Chiefs are going to get off to a pretty good start. And that means those games are going to be incredibly meaningful if those teams hold serve on what they were a year ago.
Jason Cole joining us on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. Just on the schedule, I mean, how much does the NFL, honestly, do you think, really try to mess around with teams and try to create certain different things? Because obviously the who you play is kind of determined by a formula, but I guess when you play them is not determined by formula, it's determined by what? I mean, how much did the NFL input into that?
Oh, there's a fair amount of what we call whimsy. And some teams are treated with more whimsy than others. I think that happens. Now, it's not as bad as it used to be because, look, they just got to put out the best schedule. And now that they've gone to this computer format, which they did, I think, what was it, 12, 15 years ago? And it used to be done by hand.
Yeah.
And the guy who used to do that was a guy named Val Pinchback. And I remember that when Val did that, I remember Jimmy Johnson one year when he was coaching the Dolphins in the late 90s, went up and was like working Val really hard one time at the owners' meetings. It was like probably 1997 or 98. And then we're like looking at him. He walks over, he goes, those guys will screw you if you don't do something. You got to head them off at the path. So, whether it's actually true or whether it's just perception, there's a very strong belief that teams get screwed with if you don't work some angles.
Huh. Well, clearly, John Gruden needs to work some angles.
He didn't. Well, the Raiders always get messed with, though. That's tradition.
There's a certain amount of stuff that you can't do much about when your opponents are who they are.
Yeah.
Like, you can't avoid certain Eastern trips. So that's predetermined. When it happens, you just got to put up with. And the fact that, they're in the middle of this, this move and leaving, that doesn't help them either, right? So,
right.
And so some of this is their own doing. I don't think that, in the case of the Raiders, I don't think that this is punishment for anything. I think it's just, this is how the schedule worked out for them. There's nobody who's really after the Raiders at this point. I mean, basically, the Raiders are in sort of this semi-pathetic position. Nobody's wanting to treat them badly.
Right. Jason, every year there's a week that always stands out that has the best games. Which week stood out to you as far as the week that's?
I'm going to be honest. I haven't. I can't remember all the weeks.
Okay.
Like it's hard. It's hard. Like I went through it. I've gone through the TV schedule. I looked at Monday night. which was better than I thought it was going to be. I've looked at some of the Sunday night games. You look at some of the other better matchups, like Chiefs-Patriots, where that game is,
yeah,
and you're going, okay, that one's not getting flexed. But if you're asking me to recite 17 weeks of the schedule, no. Which one's it? Yeah.
We only really wanted the first five.
I just wanted a couple good games out of there. I didn't want the whole 17 weeks.
You got me. The game that I think is really cool is actually the Browns and the Jets in week two on a Monday night. Since that's we're talking about that's the first Monday night game, a celebration. And the teams are actually interesting. I mean,
yeah.
I think, with Darnold and Mayfield, and, now that you add Lev Bell to the Jets, and you've got Odell with Cleveland and all the other weapons that they have, I think that becomes a really fun game. I think Cleveland's a better team, but I think it's a really fun game. So, that's one of the ones where I was like, you know what? I in the last 5 or 6 years, I never would have said that. This year, I think that's a really that's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Really fun.
They played on a Thursday night last year, I recall, because I had to force myself to get through that game because I had a couple of fantasy players going.
That was week two last year, I think.
It was tough.
That was dreadful, but that was the one where Mayfield came in and played.
Yeah,
that's
and
right.
They won the game, and there was much rejoicing in the streets of Cleveland that night.
I'm sure
that's right, because didn't they get they won, so they all got a free beer.
They got free beer. And there's nothing like Clevelanders with free beer.
No,
ain't that the truth?
That would be that's
especially
right
after after a night game. nothing is gonna happen that could be possibly bad about that.
Cleveland police was ecstatic at that development. I'm sure.
Yeah, that's what my favorite story about Cleveland was when the Broncos went there for that the drive game.
Yeah,
and the night before the game. All the players were, the Broncos players turned on the TV, and they were they were giving away free dog biscuits at local stores, and the Broncos players were like, oh, that's kind of cool. They're giving away free dog biscuits for people. What they didn't realize is they weren't for the dogs; they were for people to throw
at the Broncos. Yeah,
the next day.
Yeah,
which they did.
Yeah, I mean, when you watch the footage of Elway driving them down the field, he drove them through a field of dog bones down on
really,
the.
Yeah, it was soggy. They tell this great story about in the end zone that Mark Jackson tells a story that. It's really soggy and wet because it had been raining and snowing the week, and it was cold, so it was really muddy everywhere, except that when they threw the dog bones down, it made it really crunchy.
It was crunchy in the end zone right down on that end.
Yeah, right by the dog pound.
Absolutely. Jason Cole, Talking Football and Editor-in-Chief, fansided.com. All right, you said you didn't think the Raiders would be a team that would be an improving team or as improved as a lot of people think. Who do you think? Based on what we've seen so far, obviously we haven't even had the draft yet, so it's kind of tough to predict. But based on free agency and things like that, what team do you think's made the biggest gains?
Well, I mean, how can you not be impressed with, we talked about Cleveland already, right?
Okay.
That's magical. The Jets, I think getting Le'Veon Bell, people will, want to talk about the contract a lot. But the fact that you've got him next to Darnold, I mean, that's a guy who just makes life easy for a quarterback. Whether you're handing the ball off to him directly, or you're flipping a pass out to him, or you're putting him in the slot, I mean, that's an X factor weapon. So those two guys, those two teams right off the top, and they made life so much easier for their young quarterbacks. And to me, that's a huge, huge step. I think Denver has improved themselves mildly because I think Flacco's a better quarterback than Keenum. Is that enough to make them a playoff team? Again, that's going to be a big question. They've got to improve their weapons around Flacco significantly, and that offensive line's got to get a heck of a lot better. So that's a mild improvement. Let me think. Miami's gone completely the wrong direction. Most of the teams that I look at, I'm like, that's not good. But those are three where I say, I see some improvement with those teams pretty significantly.
Jason, one more question before we let you get out of here. I want to ask you a little bit about the draft. There's starting to be some movement on this number one pick as far as it being Kyler Murray. Do you think the Cardinals end up taking him with that first pick?
Oh, probably at this point. I mean, look, everything. The fact that they didn't push Josh Rosen in the ad, you know, with Fitzgerald and the rest, tells me they're thinking about quarterback, right? Like, if they weren't thinking about quarterback, they would have put Rosen in the ad, right? So there's that. Then there's they did meet with the agent. That's true. They've talked to him already. The connection between the coach. You know, the kid's an electric player, but, you know, he's 5'9". I mean, I know they say that. He's not 5'10".
He's 5'9". 5'9".
5'9" okay, and 7'8". Yeah, that's what they said, I thought.
Sure. Okay. It's just so hard in this league to make it when you've got all the physical gifts, when you don't have the physical gifts. Like, Kyler Murray, to me, in the right world, would be a second or a third round pick, right?
Right.
That's where you would really take him. But he's got this baseball issue that's hanging out there, that if he's not a first round pick, then he should stick with baseball, right? because of the way the money works.
Interesting.
He should gamble that way. But he's got a guy who knows him, who believes in him, who, frankly, I don't think understands professional football. Like, the coach doesn't understand it enough to really make this work. And I like him, but you had a losing record in college at Texas Tech, and your quarterback was Pat Mahomes.
That's a good point.
Right. And so how are you going to sell that to, how are you going to sell that to a bunch of, you know, 24 to 32 year old men who are looking there and going, hey, wait a second, you know, Cliff, how did you not win with that dude?
Yeah.
And now you expect to lead us? I just think that becomes a problem. And when you add Kyler Murray to this whole thing, I think it becomes a bigger problem. Not because of Kyler, anything particularly wrong with him, but of all the other issues that go along with it.
I have to agree. That's a very, very good point. Jason Cole, editor-in-chief of fansite.com, appreciate your time. Look forward to speaking to you again.
Anytime, guys. Be good. Thanks.
Always fun talking to you, Jason. Jason Cole right there.
Jason Cole, nominate SDCCU Best Credit Union in a Union Tribune Reader's Poll daily at SDCCU.com/nominate. San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big banking. It's better.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.